Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who issued a report in April on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, will testify in open session before the House of Representatives Judiciary and Intelligence Committees on July 17th. Democratic chairman of the two panels said that Mueller agreed to testify after the two committees issued subpoenas on Tuesday. Mueller has not spoken publicly about his report in weeks since he said in a statement then the decision not to charge President Trump was a difficult one and that it was not clear he was innocent of obstructing justice. Mueller said if the special counsel's office had been certain that Trump did not commit crimes, it would have said so in the report. Trump has been highly critical of the process, repeatedly calling the investigation a witch hunt. Following the announcement Mueller would testify before the congressional committees, Trump sent out a short tweet saying, "Presidential harassment." During a visit to Afghanistan, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Trump administration is aiming for a peace deal in the war-ravaged country by September. Pompeo's visit on Tuesday came as American and Taliban negotiators are scheduled to meet in Qatar later this week for the next round of talks in their months-long dialogue aimed at finding a political settlement to the Afghan war. The U.S.-Taliban dialogue process is primarily focused on working out a timeline for the withdrawal of American and NATO forces from Afghanistan. In return for assurances, international terrorists will not be allowed to use Taliban-controlled areas for attacks against other countries. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. An El Salvadoran man and his 23-month-old daughter appear to have died while trying to make it across the Rio Grande River on the U.S.-Mexico border. A searing photograph.